these coppers so that they can be employable in this modern day market. Now, what I did was I approached Abuja and I sort of approached the NYC myself. I said, look, we can provide digital skills rather than this copper spending 1 year jumping over ropes and engaging themselves in relationships. They can use that 1 year to equip themselves, whether they study Yoruba, Igbo, medicine, engineering, social sciences, regardless of their course of study.
Yeah.
They can have this, the digital skills and IT skills that will enable them to compete with graduates around Africa and the world. And what did I get? Yeah, very good. That's a good thing, I was told. But then, as soon as I walked out, every effort of mine to approach, I wasn't even asking them for money. I was asking them to give me, to provide me with a leverage or an opportunity for me to attend seminars and webinars and symposium for NYC to create awareness. And you see, they know what's good, but as long as they're not going to benefit, and as long as there will be no avenue for them to siphon these millions and billions of dollars, they see it as a no reason, as a no need. And shamefully enough, Nigerians still keep these sort of people, you know, in power. Whether they keep them in power or they rig their ways, they are still there, and they don't see the need to develop any anything in the country.
Right, but before I go to
that's my submission.
Awesome. But before we there's a lot of highlights on the chat here, bringing out what we know and what we've been talking about for eons, right? Our challenge is the how. Our challenge is how do we keep the conversation going? How do we come up with the how? If we decide to talk about the failures now, which we've already set the tone from day one, 4 weeks ago, that it's not about the failures now. We have to be able to switch up our mindset from these horrible things that are going on into a mindset of we know we can make things work. You know, we know our intellectual prowess. How do we make this happen, right? If we assume that these guys know what they're doing, then we would not be where we are. The issue now is how do we activate political success? David, can you give us a lead way on how we can activate it? It might be an enabler, like Ty said. This is an enabler, by talking is enabling, but is there other forms of how is what we're trying to unlock? And then we can go to Uyi and, you know, go through everybody, just see if we can unlock this value before we call it a day. Yeah, so I'll start from
right. Thank you. Yeah. Right, we've been on this forum a few weeks now. I believe that as a collective, if we set tasks for each other and drive that narrative out there, come back together again, see if we've been able to achieve an objective. You know, this is all we need. It has to be the collective acting together. There's no point in us doing it individually, because as you know, collective blocks are stronger than individual blocks. Okay. But we as a collective have to do this together.
In terms of activation, right? Okay, let's go to Uyi then, and before we go to Advantage. Creating success now, right? Political, Nigeria's political success. How do we activate it? David has said it straight. We need to have our own individual task, you know, but what's your take on it?
Change begins from us. Education. And another thing I was thinking of earlier was we have a center of is it National Orientation Agency, it's called. That should be a propaganda tool for the government to say, this is your country. And I think when this government first came in, there was one I really liked when it was talking about corruption, saying change begins with you and I. So it's talking about don't give bribe to the police officers, don't steal money, because when people steal, it's your money they're stealing. They're stealing money for investment in infrastructure, in hospitals. So I don't know why that stopped. I think that's what we need. I remember the late, NAFDAC woman, when she was in the same agency, she called it good people, great nation. Actually did love that. And that's just to give us that bit of confidence that we need. You know, we're the happiest people in the world. Regardless of all the problems that we have in front of us, Nigerians were voted as the happiest people in the world. So that's the kind of propaganda that we need.
Okay, cool. I like that one when you said that we need to really give the citizens confidence. That is an enabler right there. I don't think I've seen that in anybody's manifesto. honestly. I've read a few. I've not seen anybody saying give the people confidence. So nice one. I don't know if Mr. Clement, you want to contribute, or are you just happy to listen in? We're trying to highlight how we can unlock, or rather activate political success. If you could, you just got about a minute because we're running out of time. So if not, we can always bounce to somebody else. Let's leave it. Can you hear now? No? No, we can't hear you. Sorry. Okay, this goes back to Sandra now. Then we'll go to Francis and then back to Deborah. Sandra, if you thanks for your contribution earlier, but we're just looking for like a minute or a sentence that can really classify how we can activate political success as a collective or as an individual.
I think I like the things that's been said so far in terms of education, in terms of collective efforts. What I want to add to that is helping people to understand the cause, the effect, and the action of whatever whatever issue that we have. You know, what is the cause of it? What's the effect of it? And what are we going to do about it? Take, for example, who you mentioned, corruption there. What's the cause of corruption? We need to figure that out. What's the effect of it? People are dying, roads are bad, hospitals, there aren't any facilities there, education is terrible. And what we're going to do about it is the action. So for me, the three things that describe the whole thing that we've been talking about today is cause, effect, and action.
Thank you. That's brilliant. You know, I mean, to be fair, we did, 2 weeks ago, we did highlight cause and effect, and we actually had a session on that. It's repeating itself. That means it's a constant factor. And that's brilliant. Francis, in terms of unlocking value, how do we activate? I know you've are well grafted in the political structure of Nigeria and do quite a lot on ground. So our question is, please, how do we activate political success? If you can give us a heads up on that, so we can add it to our repository.
Yes. So no, without the grassroots, we're not going anywhere in Nigeria. We have to activate the grassroots 100%. I agree with what Sandra said about education. Education is key. We have to educate the children. We have to take it back to grassroots, take it back to the basic. But without white people in government, we are going to enforce these policies. We need policies. We need people in government to enforce the policies. We know what to do, but we need the white people in government. That's why I said, let's go back. We cannot do this without the government. It's impossible. I've been wearing fixed masks for the past 4 or 5 weeks. But the government just made a law that you have to wear it when you're going to the supermarket. I believe that myself. So if you want to do this yourself, there's so much you can do. We need the government. We need the right people in government. Okay. I keep saying that. Go back to the grassroots, get the right people there, educate the children so they can be the future leaders.
Okay, let me catch you up on that one before we move on to Deborah. Francis, you said something that we need the government. That is 100%. We know we need the government, but where we know the government is failing, right? So we're looking away from that thinking. Now, if we were to sit down today and talk about the leadership in Nigeria, come on, for the last 40 years, it has failed drastically. Since 1960, nothing has been right, per se. But we are progressing. We know that. So maybe it's time for us as citizens to start saying, how can we help?
Yeah? So we're not progressing because we've never had the right government. Until we have the right people in government, we cannot progress. That's why we're having this conversation today.
Okay, cool.
If you had the right to pay government, we'll be having this conversation.
What we are saying is we need proper governance now. Not necessarily the government in charge. We need proper governance.
White people in government.
Okay, cool.
White people in politics, yeah. Not government. White people in politics.
Yeah, politics, but because the civil service is a shambles in Nigeria right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about civil service. That wasn't the politician. Yeah. Sorry about that. That wasn't the politician.
I think politics
is civil servants.
We need
white people.
The right people in politics. All right, fair enough. Deborah, do you have a minute for us, please, just to say, hey, look, activation of success, right, in terms of what we've been going through, how do we activate this success, political success, right? Uyeh said we need the right people in politics. Francis, as I hinted, that we need the right people in government as well, which are all enablers, and we all drive change, right? But we know there's more, and there's more hows. So we're trying to unlock this house. How do you think we can activate political success?
You know, whatever every single one of, you know, the panel and the contributors have said, it all contributes. They're all enablers, like you said. But I think for me, the key thing which I've taken from, I think most people have actually mentioned it, is education. And when I say education, we're going back. I mean, yeah, some people believe that going back to the politicians, we need good people in government. Like I said from the start, we right now, you and I, every single one of us that sat here, we are going to bring about the change because we've come together because we can see it. We want to see change. So we are going to enable this. And so we need to be the ones. I don't know how we influence it. This is probably where we need to now think outside the box.
Yeah.
To influence and bring about the change that we are talking about today, it's through education. And for me, if we're going to have to start thinking about a strategy to achieve this, we need to go back to the young minds, the ones who have not been influenced in this, when you talk about the Nigerian system. So for me, education is what I'm going to go with, but at the same time, bearing in mind that we are the ones to bring about this change. So as leaders, I'm not saying Nigerian politicians as leaders right now. Yeah. We are going to bring about this change. And how we do it is the bridging the gap like we're doing now, we're having this conversation, but how we strategize is where I think we should go from here. And it will need a lot of thinking outside the box to have something that is concrete, that is productive in terms of practical measures of doing that.
Excellent.